We don't take George Washington's birthday very seriously. Oh, sure, you can buy matching cameo-like cardboard cutouts of Washington and Abraham Lincoln, perfect for flat storage until next February. And yes, some get what's come to be known as President's Day off. But we clearly don't begin to reach the level of breathless adoration there used to be for Washington, be it growing up or growing cynical or growing wise about certain Washington practices. We've changed as a nation. All it takes is a look at law to tell you that. And I'm not just talking about the legislation that started it all, namely Title V, United States Code, Section 6103, Holidays, with a quick one-line reminder that the third Monday in February is celebrated as Washington's birthday. Instead, I'm talking about judges, those we think lack emotion, those who are able to decide cases without bias, no matter the party, and what they wrote about Washington years ago. Take as an example one case decided by the Supreme Court of Virginia in 1892 and involving its hometown boy. Here are the facts of the case. Some real estate agents had attempted to sell a piece of property on which Mary Washington, George Washington's mother, was buried. The marketing department came up with this line to woo buyers. On Tuesday, the 5th of March, 1889, at 4 o'clock p.m., we will offer for sale at public outcry at the capital of the United States of America 12 acres of land, embracing the grave and the material of the unfinished monument of Mary, the mother of General George Washington. Turns out that that particular piece of land, the parcel containing the grave and monument, couldn't be put up for sale at all, given its place in history. The court decided, after much flourish, that those attempting to sell the lot were guilty of fraud, false pretense, and deceit. The court called the action a sacrilegious and shockingly shameful spectacle of a controversy. But it's really the fawning over George Washington, his relatives, and other presidents that raises today's eyebrows. Here's but one line of many. Mrs. Mary Washington is the honored and revered mother of the transcendent man of all the ages, who, in the annals of the world, is without a prototype, a peer, or a parallel. Which, some might say, brings us to Abraham Lincoln. In Illinois, some would say he's absolutely a peer on a parallel with Washington. The third Monday in February here, in fact, encompasses two important birthdays and is called President's Day. And what would you expect in the land of Lincoln? Our namesake also gets his individual due each year on February 12th. To quote the statute, we observe it as a day on which to hold appropriate exercises in commemoration of our illustrious president. I'm Amy Guida.